You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Support for this podcast and the following message come from TD Ameritrade. You can get smart with your investing with help from knowledgeable professionals, customizable tools, and education designed just for you at TD Ameritrade, where smart investors get smarter. The virus shows signs of change, states ease restrictions, and your pillows are no longer safe. Here's what you should know. As parts of China re-enter lockdown, experts worry that they may be seeing a mutated version of the virus that swept through the country at the beginning of the year. Haibo Chu, one of China's top critical care doctors, told state television that patients appear to be carrying the virus longer and taking more time to test negative. It may mean the virus is changing, making efforts to eradicate it more complicated. As the U.S. death toll surpasses 90,000, every state in the union has started to ease COVID-19 restrictions, leading experts to warn of a new surge of infections that is likely on the way. A new study has revealed that people infected with coronavirus while showing no symptoms were able to spread the germ not just on surfaces, but through sheets, duvets, and pillows in less than 24 hours. Researchers warned against shaking linens when cleaning bedding and advised thoroughly cleaning and drying all items as if they were potentially contaminated. Finally, here's today's one question. Why is a vaccine taking so long? No one can say for sure when a COVID-19 vaccine might arrive, because vaccine development is broken into several stages, each with a highly variable timeline. But here's a comparison, says Dr. Seema Yasmin, director of the Stanford Health Communication Initiative. The fastest vaccine we previously developed was for mumps, and that took 4 years to develop. And typically, it takes 10 to 15 years to develop a vaccine, so 12 to 18 months would be record-breaking. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.